Roger, Connect FM, three-day forecast from the National Weather Service. We say good morning and happy birthday to Diane Ducey.
Thank you, Stevie J. Good morning. We've got sunshine and a high 68, 43. The low this evening up to 73 with sunshine tomorrow, then down to 51. Partly cloudy Thursday with that chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms staying with us really for the next few days with a high 75, low 54. Right now, we're at 48, 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM.
Well, I was in my basement in 2002 when we were watching the Miss America pageant and watching a young lady from Urbana make it all the way through to be crowned Miss America 2003. She'll be in town on Thursday. This is all part of the Executive Club of Champaign County celebrating the 30th anniversary. Featured speaker Erica Harold, Miss America 2003, coming to town to speak. Erica, good morning.
Good morning, Stevie.
What a pleasure.
It's sort of like old times. I'm delighted to be here.
Unbelievable. Good. We had Erica on every month of her reign.
Right.
And I can't believe it's been 10 years.
It
Let's not
be.
Even dwell
it
on
just
that.
Can't
I know.
Be.
It's
10
crazy.
Years. Stop it. Stop it. And I told the story when we had, you know, the welcome home banquet for you. I told the story. My kids are asking if I knew Erica. And I said, oh, I think we've met. But then as she progressed in the pageant, oh, yeah, we're buddies. Are you kidding me? That's my best friend.
That's right.
It was so exciting.
You're now an adopted member of our family, officially.
I have the plaque to prove it.
Excellent.
All right, Erica. So what are you going to say to these wonderful people? This is a club. Executive Club promotes professional women and their continued advancement, and we're certainly making progress in our society with women, aren't we?
Absolutely, but I think there are still some barriers. But I think the interesting thing about women's professional journeys is that because women tend to have very multifaceted lives, their career journeys are often unique, and so I'm going to be sharing sort of my unique journey. The title is called From the Crown to the Courtroom: Lessons Learned in Developing a Legal Career and Advocacy Platform.
How about that? And yes, you did, in fact, get your law degree from Harvard, and are practicing law in Chicago, correct?
I am. I'm a full-time litigator, and I also focus on religious and not-for-profit groups as well, so I enjoy it.
Wow. All right. So what's the best part of your job and the worst part of your job?
I think the best part of my job is feeling like I have the opportunity to really be a strong advocate for my clients' interests. I think the worst part of my job, and any lawyer who's listening can attest to this, is sometimes it's unpredictable and you work really long hours, and sometimes it's midnight and I'm looking for that perfect case to put in my brief. But once you find it and it strengthens your argument, it's all worth it.
Mm-hmm. And boy, the satisfaction of, you know, doing good and doing the right thing, that must feel good.
It is, and that's one of the things that I'm going to be talking about in my speech, that regardless of your position, your title, ultimately, the thing that defines your career and gives you the most satisfaction is the ability to serve, whether it's doing pro bono work in whatever your career capacity or finding a way to really use your talents and giftings in the service of other people.
Yeah. All right. So how are we doing? 2012, how are women doing?
I think that women tend to be doing quite well. I think probably the biggest challenge is still being able to balance work, family, and the commitments that are outside of the career world, and still be able to attain success and be able to have an upper trajectory in your job. But I think that's probably something that more men face as well, because more men want to play an active role in the lives of their families. So I think as we go forward, men and women will be realizing how can we use technology to give people more flexibility and more choices.
Yeah. All right. What was your take on Ann Romney comment and all that scuttlebutt about Ann Romney's never worked a day in her life and all of that? And it was, boy, working at home. I mean, the whole thing came up last week in a big way.
It was sort of a shocking exchange because I was watching it and I thought, oh, wow, that quote's going to go viral.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she wishes she could take it back.
Yeah.
But I think that any time you make a comment that sort of denigrates the choice that another woman has made, it just puts you in a bad position, because I think anyone who's had a mother who stayed at home understands the sacrifices that have been made. My mother stayed at home for a while with us, and she's one of the most hardest working people that I know. And so I think that it's bad to pit women against each other.
Yeah, and certainly it is. This whole campaign, it looks like this presidential campaign is going to be kind of Mitt Romney's war on women kind of a thing. It's a political play. But boy, I tell you what, women are going to play a big part in this election coming up.
I think they are. And from women that I speak with, they have the same concerns as everyone else. Economic stability, wanting to know that their job is secure, wanting to know that they'll have access to health care, wanting to feel that the government's not going to overregulate and overtax them. I don't think it's that difficult to figure out what women want, although I think some people might disagree with me.
Yeah.
I think women want the same things as everyone else.
And you've thought about getting into political ring. Do you think you still might do that?
You know, it is something that I'm still considering. I think that being able to serve is one of the most noble ways in which you can use your talents. And if there was the right opportunity and I felt that I had something to offer, I would definitely consider it.
And then to your parents and I say, oh, my gosh, Erica, what are you thinking? Why would you do this kind of thing? And then you is it the Edmund Burke? What's the guy's name?
Edmund Burke.
Yeah.
He said, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing.
How about that?
That's something I try to live my life by.
Right. It's compelling, but it also is easier to not do anything. It's easier.
I think that's true. Anytime you put yourself out in the public arena, you are sort of inviting people to criticize, but I think we all want to be able to look back upon our lives and feel that we stood for things that made a difference, regardless of the personal impact upon us.
Yeah. Such a smart, well thought out.
But my mother continually says, don't do it, don't do it.
It's an unfair ring. It's the stuff.
No, you don't.
You just splash out a fraction of what you believe. It isn't about what a person's positions are anymore. It's about what you can make others think their positions are.
I think that's true, and especially when you have people with camera phones, everyone becomes a personal paparazzi.
Yeah.
And then you can edit someone's comments and take them out of context. And I think really we all have to demand more of those who run for public office and hold them to a higher standard in terms of being accountable for the type of campaign that they run.
All right, are you here Thursday? Is that right?
I am. I'm going to be here Thursday night. I could not be more honored to have been invited to this organization, and I will not be giving them lessons because these are women who are far more accomplished than I am, but I'll just be sharing my experiences and hope that they somehow resonate with them.
I know you've always admired Condoleezza Rice. You still do?
I still do. She's someone who has a very unique career path and I think has really forged her own identity. She's someone who's beholden to no one and one of the smartest, most gracious people I've ever met.
And you did meet her. She was in the White House as you were Miss America. You got to go to the White House and sit with Condi Rice. Are you kidding me?
It was one of the most surreal experiences.
Awesome.
She had fantastic shoes as well. Not that that's important, but as I was sitting there listening to this articulate woman, I looked down and thought, she's so stylish as well. It's just not fair.
Unbelievable, and I could have carried your crown box. I could have done something with that visit. I could have done something.
Right.
I could have opened the door. I could have gone.
Your family, so we couldn't have given you that role.
That's probably right. I know. Condi continues to impress, and I know people are still rumoring her to be involved somehow in this election, but she doesn't.
I'd love to see her come back and do something because I think she has such a unique voice.
Well, she's the first woman Secretary of State. I mean, not to even mention African-American, because I just don't think that stuff matters, but she's such a impressive person. I mean, Condoleezza Rice, Vice President, wouldn't that be just whoa?
It would be a game change, as they say.
I think so. I don't know if she'd ever consider it. I don't think she wants it. I mean, those are the people you want. You want the people that really reluctantly say, I have to.
I think that she really finds her home in academia, and I think she's enjoying her job. I believe she's back at Stanford.
Yeah.
And I think it would take a lot to get her to come back into the public arena.
I mean, Palo Alto, Stanford, nobody's writing stupid things about you.
There would have to be a draft Condi movement to get it going.
That would be totally right. Draft her. That's the only way she'd want it. It would do it is if it was like, I have to do this for the country. I need to, not that I want to do this. I have to do it for the country, maybe. But Erica, we're excited you'll be in town. 30th anniversary. It's on Thursday night, Executive Club of Champaign celebrating their 30th anniversary. The title of the speech, From the Crown to the Courtroom, Lessons Learned in Developing a Legal Career and Advocacy Platform. Erica Harold, I'm always a fan and always will be, and you are just a role model on steroids. This is just,
That's far too kind. Thank you.
I mean, you are amazing, and I just think you're terrific.
And so
thank you,
beautiful.
Uncle Stevie.
Beautiful on top of all that, but just the person you are, we just all need to admire and understand that it takes strength to be what you've been. and to continue to shine that light. You keep it up, and hope I get to see you, and congratulations on what you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Great to have Erica Harold on the program, ladies and gentlemen. Miss America 2003. And such a delight.
Yeah, the 30th anniversary for the Executive Club promotes progress of women in management careers.
Yep.
This is perfect for her.
Oh, my goodness. My. She's big time. Erica Harold, 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM.